Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For today's episode, we are going to be talking about weird or strange coincidences, not only that we have had in our lives, but also things that you have had happen in your guys' lives.
This was kind of inspired by a TikTok that went pretty viral, so I would not be surprised if you have not seen it, or if you have seen it. I don't recall the name, but like if you've seen it in this general me saying what it is, like, you'll know. Otherwise, you'll need to look it up on your own. Because it was, like, this girl talking about this person that she knew and was, like, acquaintances with but never friends with growing up. And she talked about how, like, she moved, like, 5 times and somehow they ended up, like,
in the same
every
class.
Single school and class that she was ever in, and how she went and studied overseas and then she saw them over there, and how, like, it was crazy. It was, like, too many things to be a coincidence.
None of the stuff that we're going to share, I don't think is going to be that crazy,
but
it was the inspiration.
Yeah. So before we do any of that, we will start off with our weekly spotlights. We'll catch you guys up on the current reads and whatever else.
I was going to say, not that I've finished my book, but I do feel like I've covered a lot more ground. I was making very slow progress through Demon Copperhead, just because I just said I was so tired, like, every single night when I was trying to read it. And I decided to be more intentional this past weekend, especially of, like, actually bringing my book down and, like, setting time aside during the day to read rather than just waiting for nighttime. And so I think I'm, like, 150 pages, which is much better than, like, I think after a week I'd gotten, like, to 60 pages or something. I'm enjoying it more now, and I feel like now that I've gotten some continuity built up, because it's one of those things where it's, like, if you're reading 5 to 10 pages at a time at night when you're, like, also tired, you're kind of like, what is going on in the book? So now I feel like I've established, like, okay, I actually know what's going on for sure, and, like, I'm more invested in the character and the plot, and so I am looking forward to seeing where it goes.
I guess we're jumping to reading stuff instead of weekly spotlight, so.
Oh.
I am still reading Fourth Wing. I think I'm, like, 140-something pages in, and I'm enjoying it. Like, it's smooth sailing so far. I'm not, like, as invested to, like, read every single night as I have been, like, some other books that I've read, but I am enjoying it, and, like, I don't know, it'll probably be, like, an easy 4 stars for me is, like, what I'm kind of guessing. That second book actually comes out tomorrow, so you could, in theory, jump on that one whenever you want.
Speaking of books, you can finish what you're saying about Fourth Wing, and then I have something else to say.
I feel like, I mean, I don't want to get in, like, I've barely finished this book. I haven't finished it.
You've really
started this book, so, like, it feels wrong to, like, compare it to ACOTAR, but, like, I just feel like I'm going to end up liking ACOTAR more, but we'll see where it goes.
Jumping off of what you were saying about getting my next book, I think I did decide after I finished Demon Copperhead, I am kind of nervy right now because we're nearing the end of the year, and if you have a Goodreads account and you have, like, a goal for how many books you want to read within the year, then you know that it has, like, if you're behind, if you're on track, or if you're ahead. And usually, like, I think at one point in the beginning of the year, I was like, you're 12 books out of schedule, and I was like, slay. And right now I think I'm on track, and so I'm a little nervy. I need
and
to like
Sierra has not been
speed
on track.
Up my reading process, and so I think next I want to reread Beach Read, because I've been looking forward, like, I just have been wanting to reread it, and I think that I should be able to speed read it pretty quick. And then maybe, like you said, after that, if I want to get Iron Flame or something, I can get that. I don't know, but then Iron Flame is probably long, too. And so, like, I feel like I need to speed read a couple of quick books.
Sure. I've got lots of book options for you in my room.
They're all long, though.
No, not all of them. The top shelf, there's lots of short books you could read. The Love Wager, Practice Makes Perfect, When in Rome.
Okay.
There's three right there.
Anyway, that's because Demon Copperhead's like 500 pages. So, you know, it's not helping my dilemma, but I wanted to read it.
It was the one you picked next.
So I need to be more mindful of it. And I think next year, like, I feel like I will still probably hit my goal. But I think next year, my goal is just going to be doing 52 books. And that'll be like, you know, one book a week. And it'll still be a little bit higher, but I cannot bump it up to 60, I don't think. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah. Jumping back a little bit now, kind of just doing like our little recaps that we've been doing. What is new? I got a haircut today. So first and foremost, I kind of like doing it on like a Monday, like just during the week instead of like pushing it off to the weekend.
Well, because when it's the weekend, then you're like, I got stuff I got
to
be doing.
Yeah, you're kind of like, oh, this. I have to work around this versus like, I didn't have much going on a Monday after work. So got my hair done. This is like the third time I've gone to this girl before, and like it's just the same thing every time. But she does a nice job. So I guess a couple inches off, maybe like an inch and a half. Some long layers in my face framing pieces, which are tucked behind my ears, so they're not in my face. But yeah.
I got some new stuff for Vegas today. Megan and I are actually recording a What We Spend in a Week video for our Megan and Sierra channel. If you guys are interested, that'll be up a couple days after this podcast episode goes live.
I will expand. I told Sierra this today, so this was news to her. And there's not much today, but maybe there'll be more to report next week. This is regarding my dating life, because you know there has been nothing zero going on. First, a little helpful thing, or might be helpful, I don't know. This was something I listened to last week when I was listening to Match Made in Manhattan. If you're a fellow Hinge girly and you're like, this isn't working for me anymore, I'm not saying this is going to like drastically change much, but I didn't even know this was a thing. If you go, and you might have to have your account for a certain amount of time, because I know that one of the hosts said like it wasn't an option when they went to go do it. But if you've had your account for a while, if you go like literally acting like you're about to delete your account, it'll ask like something along the lines of like why, or like what can we do to change things, and there's like an option of like redo my algorithm or something like that,
or it's like refresh your options or something. I don't know.
And so I did that last week because I was inspired by the podcast. I was like, what do I have to lose? And so I've been getting better. Like it was better results popping up on my Hinge. I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, where have these people?
I don't. Are you
where have these
like,
people been this whole
I've
time?
I've literally gone through it where it's like no, they're
I'm
gone.
Like, I mean, you know, some of them
like, you're empty. And I'm like, some well, clearly
them,
not.
Yeah, some of them I had seen before, but like there were plenty of new people I'd never seen before, also. And I was also when I was going through this time because I was like, I've also heard like Hinge starts to like know what type you like, and then you're more likely to get more of that type. And because I've always been so picky, where even if I find like a guy attractive, but then I'd be like, no, because of something else. This time through, I was kind of like, be like, even if it's just for the algorithm, like maybe match. So like it'll keep going through.
Or like them.
Which like,
at least.
Yeah. Which I mean, it's still, I feel like my Hinge is better than it has been. So like that may or may not be helping. All this to say, I'm supposedly supposed to be going on a date sometime this week. No details so far on exact info, but I may have a little recap to share next week.
I have no updates. I did do that reset thing that Megan had mentioned, and I did feel like it was giving me a lot more people that I also hadn't seen. It's like, you know, you have seen some people, and then you haven't seen some other people,
yeah.
You know, but overall, a lot more.
So, like, if you just want to try it out,
but then
I also
think
it's fun.
So something else that I want to talk to you guys about that I thought was funny when Megan was telling me about her upcoming date was how I feel like dating apps need an option where instead of like matching with someone, there's like a let me tell you something option, based of course off of that TikTok audio, which I think is so funny. But there are times where either someone has messaged me like something based off one of my prompts or photos, or like I've seen someone else's prompt that I want to like comment on.
Like you just
want
to be like, that was good. Good job.
I don't necessarily want to match with them for whatever reason. And what specifically made me think of this, and this was a while ago, but I had a monk prompt. I think it's like unusual skills, being able to name like the monk episode title within like 30 seconds or something. It was worded better than that.
And probably meant nothing to most.
Right. Because I feel like Monk people. Is one of those shows that's like kind of obscure. Like definitely not a lot of people have seen it. And so there's one guy that had like responded to that prompt and said like including all three like holiday specials or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, like, he's a monkophile. And so like I felt the need to like be like, oh my God, like you watch Monk, just like to connect on that moment. But I didn't want to particularly match with him. Mm-hmm. And there have just been like some other instances where I've felt the same, where like I want to like answer
your
comment, question, whatever, without taking things in a romantic direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hence why we need a let me tell you something.
But as is the option. Nature of the app, you know.
Right.
Sierra also told me that in addition to this, she wanted to discuss what your guys' thoughts are on a hard launch, a soft launch. Can you do both? Are they either or? And, you know, there's no right or wrong, but to see there is a right or wrong.
In my mind, there's a right or wrong because I feel like they are two
mutually exclusive. That's mutually the word exclusive I was looking, that was what I was looking for.
And it is of my opinion that people, like, don't think about why they're mutually exclusive. So I'm going to talk about my thought process and why I think you can only have one or the other. So let's break it down. The soft launch is, you know, you have a boyfriend or a significant other, can be, you know, anyone, and you want to like slowly reveal to the world that you are dating someone, but you don't want them to know who right away. So like basically that means you can do everything but a face reveal. Like you can't tag them, obviously. And so you've seen it where people like, you know, have like two coffee cups on the table, like insinuating like there's a second person. That's not necessarily like, you know, indicative of a soft launch, but like it could be like the very opening moments
where people are first starting to question.
And then like as you start showing like, oh, like there's someone's hand, it's like, you know, if you'd be dating a guy, it's like, oh, it's a guy's hand, and they're not tagged, and like, you know, is that her brother, is that a boyfriend, like I don't know. And then like just slowly progressively showing more and more datey behavior where it's like, oh, maybe like now you're on a walk with someone, like you're holding hands, like it can be that, you know, obvious of like, mm-hmm. Okay, this is clearly someone that they're dating and it's serious enough where like they're posting them on their Instagram, but there's still no tag, no face reveal. That is a soft launch. And then where I feel like people get dicey is that when they do the face reveal, everyone's like, OMG, like hard launch. No. And here's why. Because the hard launch is, in its purest form, supposed to be no one knew you were dating anyone. And then boom, your first picture like with them is like a face reveal, tag, whatever.
Like they're all the way.
You're dating someone. Here they are.
Yeah.
This is a hard launch of the relationship because you went from 0 to 100 with no soft launch, you know, there. And so I feel like people are incorrectly calling like those
the face reveals
after the soft launch a hard launch, when in reality it's just a face reveal because we already knew you were dating someone. And the hard launch is supposed to be we didn't know you were dating anyone.
And now here they are.
You are. And mm-hmm. like
it's the full thing.
There they are. So that's just my opinion. I thought of this because after Katie Bellotti, she like was soft launching her boyfriend, and she just posted like a picture with him and tagged him on her birthday, and people were like, I feel like too many hard launch.
I know you can have your opinion, but it's like too many people like just like with the language that we now use, like now just like that is also a hard launch, unfortunately.
It's just not correct though, because the launch is supposed to be like you're dating someone. And so we either figure it out softly or we figure it out hardly.
Yeah.
And you can't have both, because if you do the hard launch after a soft launch, we already knew you were dating.
I feel like, I don't know if we've like talked about this on the podcast, but I know we've talked about it just like on our own. Do you envision yourself as a soft launch or hard launch girly?
I don't know. I'm bad at posting stuff in my story.
No,
anyways.
I was just kind of like thinking through this, because like normally like if anyone would have asked me before, I would have been like soft launch. Like, because I like the idea of that, and like just kind of when you think about it, I like the little hints. I think it's a fun little
it's a fun little game.
Make people interested. Maybe people would want to follow me on my socials and whatnot. And also just like if like, I just kind of think about like how I would approach it given like that we have a following, and like if you weren't like, it's just like, I've never had to like actually like think about revealing like, oh, this is someone I'm dating. And so I feel like it's safer to like ease into it a little bit, versus like the full face reveal. Mm-hmm. But like you were saying, like I am bad enough as it is.
Like my entire Instagram story is just book reviews.
And so then it's kind of like, oh, like I'd really have to like, I have to think about that to like be like, oh, this is a good soft launch moment.
I don't think I'm like what fully I would firm. Do.
You can finish what you're saying.
I don't think I'm fully firm on doing a soft launch or a hard launch. I think it's whatever opportunity presents itself is what I go
think,
with.
What I think would be most reasonable, unless of course like soon enough I was at an event where I was with whoever I was dating and like got a good enough picture where I was like, okay, sure. But it's like realistically, I kind of feel like I mean, everyone's posting dumps now anyways. I feel like it would be like a situation, not to say they couldn't have like, it could still be like a casual enough picture where it's in a dump, but like maybe their face is still in it. So then in that sense, like if it's a face reveal, but like multiple slides in, hard reveal or hard launch or soft launch?
Medium launch.
Because like that would be like feasible. That's like, I feel like a realistic expectation of like what I would envision.
I feel like what you were saying with like, if you get a good enough picture, it's going to be whatever type of picture I get that would make sense. Like if I have a picture that's like soft launchy and I'm doing a dump and it makes sense to put it in there, then I could do that. But like if I have a really good picture of the two of us, then I'm like, this is like cover photo, like Insta worthy,
the full thing,
then like we're posting it and we're just doing the full hard launch. So it's really dependent on what photos I get.
We've talked about that before. We've talked about how like really what matters at the end of the day
is the feed,
is the photo. Like I don't need to just be posting a picture with someone because I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The time will come. Like, just wait until we get a good picture. It doesn't need to be, I need to post a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we have is going to work. Yeah. Instagram is forever.
We'll take our time to get that good photo. Mm-hmm. And again, hopefully I'll be dating someone good looking enough that like it's just going to be a me issue of like, do I look good in this picture? Yeah. I'll be like, you look great all the time. Like, don't worry about it. It's me.
Anything else?
No, those are my two talking points that I wanted to discuss.
Okay. How about, because I kind of read through just to like see if we had some good coincidences. We will start with the little bit that we had, and then I already read them, so maybe like I'll just keep being the one that reads them so you can kind of like live react to them a little bit.
Sounds good.
For the ones that you guys sent in. I think I have like 3 or 4 coincidences to share for myself.
This was hard to come up with.
The first one that I had was something that happened towards the beginning of this year. And in my mind, like, it is still just like a huge coincidence because it all was just like happenstance. This happened when we were in Hawaii, and there was a day of our trip where we went on like this excursion, like there's a mountain volcano, Haleakala. And we went on like the tour that we were on a bus and it took us up there. And on the way down, there was, like, a breakfast place on the volcano or on the way down.
Like, obviously, that we stopped we're at. On Maui. Maui is only so big. It is an island.
But, let's not act like...
It was on, like, another side of the island from where we were staying.
And also, like, it is not that small. It is not, like, a little small town. So we were at a breakfast place, and then next to said breakfast place, there was, like, a little souvenir shop that people could, like, go in and, like, shop around. So we ate breakfast, finished up there, went to like the store to just shop around, see what was going on. I had kind of finished looking around, so I was sitting on like a bench outside, and there was this guy that pulled up in like a blue truck and had like a bunch of flowers and stuff in his truck, and I thought it was very picturesque because it was just like beat up blue truck, dog in the window, flowers coming out, and so I took a photo because I thought it was cute and aesthetic. And so that's that. We're moving on.
Either like next day or a few days later.
We are trying to find
an
obscure beach. Well, obscure beach and place to park for said beach. This was like day of, like I was searching for a beach we were going to like just as we're driving. And we make a wrong turn from where we're supposed to go. and like we pull into a parking lot of a hotel or apartment or something like that. And like Sierra had mentioned, this was like not really anywhere close to Haleakala. And so we're driving around the parking lot, trying to get turned back out of the parking lot.
Getting ready to leave.
We see blue truck. First, I'm like, oh, like there was a dog in a blue truck again. Then I see the flowers in the bed of the truck. Like it's the same truck, same dog, same everything. 100% certainty. And I was just like, what are the odds of us seeing this again? It was weird. I took a picture both times. Like, what was the odds?
Isn't it funny?
What if I took a picture the first time? Like, right. I could have just seen it the first time and been like, oh my God, I see it again. But I took pictures both times. It was weird.
I also had that coincidence written down because that was, like, probably the craziest thing that happened in recent memory. The other one that I thought of happened also, I also said, also last year. That was this year. Mine happened last year. It was during the summer. And I was going to run to the post office quick. And we actually like live pretty close to a post office, but like in my mind, when I think of a certain, like when I think of going to the post office, I have like historically gone to like this certain post office. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to drive instead of like literally a couple minutes away, like it was 15 minutes away to the other post office without even thinking about it. And so I pull up into my parking spot and then I like get out and I look over. I see my grandpa's truck. I see his license plate and I recognize it. And I was like, what's he doing here? He actually like went to the post office quite a bit, but like it's just a funny coincidence. He like was getting out of his car and I was like going up behind him and I was like, grandpa, like hello, I'm at the post office. And I even like took a picture. It's literally the most hideous picture I've ever taken because it was like a hot day, I was sweaty, the shadows were not working, you know. I took a picture because I thought it was a funny coincidence that we were both there at the same time. And then I did whatever I had to do with like, I don't even know what I was mailing or shipping or whatever. But I just thought it was a funny coincidence because I don't typically go to the post office and I should not have gone to that one. But I went and I ran into my grandpa.
My next one is more so I wrote it down because it's been happening recently, but it's not, I feel like it's not that crazy of a coincidence, but I feel like it's something that happens like at least enough where people can like relate to it. So within the past 2 or 3 weeks, I have been like driving around. This has usually been like shortly after work or like between buildings that I'm like driving between. And on two separate occasions, this was actually like, I think it was within like the same week, I was driving down the road and I look over and I see my grandma driving her car next to me. I didn't like text her, like get a hold of her or anything, but I was kind of like trying to see if she was going to look over and notice that I was driving next to her, but she did not. And then shortly after that, I drove past my dad on one of the roads and I was just like, you know, like not impossible. I obviously know their general whereabouts and stuff like that, but just like the timing to be like
something about like seeing someone, seeing, you know, someone on the road, you're like, whoa, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
what are we both doing? So
that
on
was
the road?
Like a, that was a small thing. Two more. This happened when we were driving to Florida for Haley's senior spring break. I don't remember details, but like this was the gist, and I'm pretty sure it's all you need to know. So it's a long drive to get down there. We're in Iowa, 24-hour plus drive to get down to Florida, and we basically drove like nonstop. And at one point, we stop at what I'm pretty sure was a Starbucks, just like who knows where. Tennessee, Kentucky, I don't freaking know. But we pull off, we're getting out to get a little break, and we walk inside, and someone from our school is in the same Starbucks. I don't even remember who it was. Like, I just know. I just remember being like, what are you doing here? Like, at the same building at the same time. How did that happen? Like, that doesn't even happen to, like, my local Starbucks.
Right.
I don't see anyone I know there. So that was a really weird one. And I wish I had more details, but that's all I remember. My last one, I just added this, like, as we were, like, talking a little bit. So it's not anything too crazy, but one of your guys's that you sent in actually like reminded me of it. But when we got in Vegas, kind of shortly after, we kept saying, cause like he would kind of have like these witching hours. So we kept joking, like no sleep for the wicked, cause he was wicked and he like wasn't sleeping. And it reminded me of like shortly after we were saying that, or I don't know if it was like the first day that we like had started saying that, I went to go read my book later that night. And then like, I mean, that's not like an uncommon phrase, but it's not very common either. And like my book literally said like that phrase in it when I was reading that night.
You know what's funny? That reminded me of, it was like, this might have not been like that close to when we were like frequently saying witching hours and stuff, but on my Spotify, I think it's related to like Halloween stuff. I sent Megan a screenshot because there was like a playlist that said like witching hour playlist or something. And so I like sent it to you. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like I've never seen like witching hour but more in my life. Everywhere.
Okay. We are going to jump in to your guys' submissions. So give me one moment to pull them up. I feel like there were some pretty interesting ones. So, okay.
I also feel like, because you mentioned your book, I feel like there's so many things that like when I'm reading a book, I'm like, wait, like I just saw something about that. Yeah. Like there's so many coincidences when you're reading it. Like I just thought about that, saw that phrase, whatever.
Okay. So this first one, I'm just going to read what they sent in. My high school sociology teacher told a story about a random super tall guy with a fanny pack and a goofy hat that gave her unmarked pills in Disney World that he said was Advil. And it was my friend's dad. He's 6'7", and I remember seeing a pic of him in Disney in 95 with a goofy hat on. I brought in the photo and my teacher could barely believe it.
Oh my
God. First of all, like, how do they end up telling that story?
Also, it's funny that you like remembered that obscure picture of your friend's dad.
Right? Like, what happened for them to like tell this random story and then for you to have seen said photo and then like for them to be like linked in that way,
like not only is it like similar but it is the same situation.
Also, I feel like it happens, like you hear about those coincidences a lot, especially like pertaining to Disney World. Have you ever seen
like the, oh, we are married and we like to look at old family pictures and realize that like my family was in the background of like their family's
I know there's
photo.
Like an OG one that like you're referencing, but I feel like you hear about that stuff kind of like a lot, like more than should happen. It's the invisible string theory. Next one. Okay, this one's kind of long, so bear with me. So it says, here's some background info. In New Mexico, almost every single phone number for the entire state has the same area code. So you just assume everyone has a 505 number because there's only one other area code in the entire state and it's newish. A big part of my job, I'm reading from their, they sent this in. A big part
this
of my
is not
job,
Megan's coincidence.
I work for a school district, is calling parents. And oftentimes there's a lot of back and forth with the same parent, which of course leads to a lot of phone tag. So I was talking to a mom with an out-of-state area code, and at one point I left her a message, and she said she never got it. I thought it was odd, but whatever. Then I leave another message, and also at this time, like, when she's saying this, she says it's an out-of-state area code, but I think at the time, she didn't know that. I leave another message. This time, I am sure to listen to the name on the voicemail because I wondered if I had dialed the wrong number last time. The woman's name is Anne, and so she says, hi, it's Anne, and the last name. I kind of didn't listen after Anne because the last name started with a B and was unique, so I figured, okay, good. Come to work the next day and I have a voicemail of a woman yelling, please stop calling me. I am not the mother of blank. I've been receiving phone calls from all different places for over a decade. I am begging you, someone please make it stop. Turns out this woman has the exact same 7-digit phone number, but with a 505 area code. So when people forget to dial the area code, she gets the message and both women's names are Anne with a B similar sounding last name. So they just assume that they're probably calling the right number. I was able to help her solve a mystery that she never put together. She was still probably mad I called her, but I thought it was funny.
That reminded me of another coincidence that just happened at work. So I had like a home health visit that I was doing. And then when I do an evaluation, I'm supposed to call their physician to like get verbal orders for like, oh, I want to do this many visits, blah, blah, blah. And like they have to okay it. And so this patient doesn't have like a extremely unique name, but like it's unique enough where like I'm calling, I say hey, like they ask what's the patient's name and I say like the patient's name, they say okay hold on, they like forward me to someone else and then I get someone else that answers and they're like, hi, this is so-and-so, it's the patient's name, but, like just the first name, and I like pause for a second because then I'm thinking, do they forward me to someone that like thinking I asked for this person when I'm trying to get verbal orders for something else?
Oh,
and like they she could like tell and pause for a second because then like after I said, because she asked for the patient's name, so I said the patient's name and she was like, oh, you were probably like confused when I said my name, and I was like, yeah, I thought they sent me to the wrong person.
That's funny.
So I should be like,
I don't, you're like, I don't think whatever happened was supposed to happen.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I was supposed to get sent to you. I think they just heard the name and sent me over. But then I was like, oh, I was supposed to get sent to you. You just have the same name.
That's funny. This was like, they had like a separate thing too. So they said, once I met someone in New Mexico who lived on the same block in New York that I lived in until I was 5, she was younger than me, so she wasn't born at the time, but what a coincidence to meet someone across the country from the same tiny block.
That is weird.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. This person also sent in, like, two coincidences. So, I wasn't born yet, but my grandma told me that when my grandpa died, she arranged for a woman that she knew to sing a song at the funeral. The night before the funeral, my grandma was dreaming about the Beatles song, Let It Be, over and over again, and said that she regretted not asking this woman to sing that song instead. When she got to the funeral, the woman who was singing found her and said she hoped it would be okay if she learned a new song instead, and the one that they had picked was Let It Be.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then another thing. A few years ago, there were some really hard things happening in my life, and I was pretty miserable. My friend convinced me, this is a positive dating app success story, so everyone listen up. My friend convinced me to sign up for Tinder on the basis that guys would send me compliments and I would feel better. I had always been against online dating, and I didn't really have much experience with real life dating either. But with everything going on, I let my friend make me an account, and within a couple hours, I had a message from my now boyfriend. It's been 4 years, and we've built a house and have a perfect puppy plus 2 cats, and are getting ready for kids. But I still have I still find it hard to believe the timing of how we met and how close we came to not meeting at all.
Congrats! Props Isn't that so scary?
Well, first of all, it's like props to you for like finding the one within just a few short hours of downloading your.
Isn't that freaky? How like I try not. It's not like that meta, but like. It's crazy how, like, if you end up dating and then marrying someone from a dating app,
it's kind of just
how
because, like,
easily that could have not happened. Yeah. And I guess you could say that for, like, any you scenario. You could say
that for anyone that you end up, like, oh, if our paths hadn't crossed this time. Like, especially if it's, like, not someone that, like, you're regularly around and, like, because that's less.
Like, if you frequent the same locations and then you meet someone at that location.
But it's, like, it's those instances where it's just kind of, like, in right passing. Place, right time. Right situation.
And, like, it's crazy how, like, the trajectory of your life is literally, like, entirely changed.
It's the invisible string. And it was always meant to be.
Sure. I'm not for or against the invisible string theory.
Okay. This person, what they sent in, kind of reminded me of, like, what coincidences we had noticed between, like, our respective former step families. Which we could, in theory, like, run through. Because this is more so like a list. So this person said, my roommate and I are so similar, and our lives are so similar. We got randomly matched for our freshman year of college and have slowly learned things about each other and are now keeping a list. So here is said list. They're both from about 30-ish minutes from the university. They're both born in Virginia, and their university is in Nashville. I guess I don't know if they're, like, born in... I don't know what I'm saying. Disregard. Their birthdays are 2 days apart. Both of their initials are SH. They both have an older sister who has an A name. Both their parents are divorced. Both of their moms worked at their high schools. And they have similar majors. So I feel like, you know, a pretty solid list.
You know, run through. We probably don't remember, like, the full list of stuff.
It was, like, a fairly extensive list.
So we have, obviously, our mom is still married to our stepdad. So we still have 4 stepbrothers. On that side, our dad is not married to our former stepmom, so
this is no longer of any importance or anything like that.
But, like, when they were both married, we, like, had gone through being like, oh, these are, like, some strange coincidences.
So, to start, both our mom and dad, their name starts with a G. They both had remarried someone whose name started with a J. Not, like, that big of a deal, but a coincidence nonetheless.
Both people they remarried had 4 kids, and for the 4 kids, the last child was a half-sibling to the older 3.
Like, we start getting a little like, whoa, that's kind of weird. That was like, what else was there?
I swear there was more. But we haven't thought of this list in like years, so I don't know. But
like, that's
kind of crazy.
Right? I thought we were going to remember more.
I know, I thought maybe you had remembered more because that was where my... like train of thought had ended.
Okay. Next one. So this is, my nan died earlier this year and she always loved her cat. She was obsessed with cats, and despite her dementia, this never changed. When she went into her care home, we gave her cat to a family friend. My nan died on a Thursday, and on that Thursday, her cat out of nowhere began to feel ill. The family friend had took the cat to the vet who put her down due to cancer. My nan and her cat died within 24 hours of each other. It gets even weirder that the care home cat, who my nan loved, then died a few days after my nan. We joke that she took both cats with her.
That is weird, especially if both cats were, like, healthy before that.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, I mean, I've never heard of, like, another instance like this happening, per se. But, like, you kind of hear about that sometimes, even with, like, older couples. Like, dying of a
broken heart.
Yeah. Like, it's not unheard of. I mean, they said the cat
had cancer.
Yeah.
So. Not quite the same.
No. So, we've been interrupted, rudely, by Vegas. And he may cause us to cut the episode short a little bit. Because of his whining, but we will see. So this happened yesterday. I recommended a book, The Silent Patient, to a friend as we were talking about recent raids over coffee. We were walking back home when we decided to check out the local thrift store on a whim, and this book was just sitting on the shelf right in front of us. Like, yes, it's a popular book, but to be talking about it 5 or 10 minutes before this, and the fact that it's a relatively small store in a smallish town, it was kind of wild. My friend obviously bought it because, you know, it was kind of meant to be.
It was a sign.
Yeah. And great book choice. Great recommendation. Here's the last one, and then we gotta go, you guys. So this person said, my boyfriend's in the army, and when he was at basic training, he could only have his phone for 30 minutes every Sunday. I never had any clue or of what time he was going to call, but every time I would think, I wonder when he'll call. It would be right that moment. She said it still happens to this day.
You know what the phrase is? Where your ear's burning.
Yeah.
That's a very common coincidence.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode. Thank you for bearing with us on this last little bit. And we'll talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.